Think High School Musicals are all about Zac Efron and silly love songs? Think again. Students at Lexington High School in Massachusetts have written an original play about the Holocaust and the power of imagination. Now, the roots of this play come from an underground art rock album released when some of these students were in kindergarten. Another inspiration, a punk princess who's a Lexington High alum. Avishai Artsy of New Hampshire Public Radio looked into this strange and fantastical project, and he began with a rehearsal.
That was great.
All right, let's start from the top. We'll walk through it with the music, and we'll make the adjustments as we go along.
The scene is a restaurant, and Frank sits at a table.
We have duck and orange, saffron couscous, and steak. Or I should like to have some of our fine wines. Helga, darling, please answer me.
This is all in Anne's imagination. In fact, she's in a death camp, dying of typhus and losing her grasp on reality. Emma Feinberg plays Anne Frank. She's a freshman at Lexington High School, and the play the school is presenting is called With the Needle That Sings in Her Heart. It's about Anne's final months at Bergen-Belsen. Faced with horror and brutality, she escapes into a world where prisoners and Nazi officers become circus performers.
Anne looks to the dead walking onto a platform. The ringmaster appears and gestures up. Tightrope Anne comes down from the room. She walks to Anne. They face each other.
If this sounds a little out there for a high school play, consider the source material. The album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, released in 1998 by a then little-known band called Neutral Milk Hotel. The group was part of a collective of musicians living in Athens, Georgia. Strange, dreamlike lyrics reference a two-headed boy, the king of carrot flowers, and Anne Frank, though never by name.
With others, her sister and mother and 500 families. And will she remember me 50 years later? I wished I could save her in some sort of time machine. Know all your enemies.
The achingly childlike lyrics, the intensity and purity and urgency of the vocals, the use of horns, organs, banjo, and singing saw startled listeners a decade ago and soon earned the album an obsessive following, including Amanda Palmer. The 33-year-old musician calls it the Sgt. Pepper's of her generation.
I watch people proselytize this record all over the world. It's like this secret brotherhood of awesome music that's never had any kind of big mainstream publicity. It's just this sacred record that people connect through.
Palmer's a Lexington High alum and acted in several plays under the guidance of theater director Stephen Bogart. He's been leading drama workshops at the school for nearly two decades. Palmer went on to form the Dresden Dolls, a band she describes as Brechtian punk cabaret. The duo has released a handful of records and toured the globe, but Palmer always stayed in close contact with her old mentor.
After the band became successful and I started going out into the world and delving into different theatrical projects, I missed this environment. I missed the purity of the process.
She proposed to Bogart that they work with his students to write a play inspired by In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, but most of his students had never heard of it, like sophomore Lindsay Kosos.
I was sort of taken aback by how open it was and sort of thrown off, but I kept listening to it and found I just couldn't stop. And it's so beautiful because every time you listen to this music, you hear something different. And I listen to it all the time. I like fall asleep listening to it.
When you were young, you were the king of carrot flowers. And how you built a tower tumbling through the trees in holy rattlesnakes that fell all around your feet.
The students spent several weeks with the music, creating sculptures and drawings inspired by the lyrics, and then began improvising scenes.
Your mom would drink until she was no longer speaking, and Dad would dream of all the different ways to die.
Senior Roy Barron.
We never sat down and talked about, you know, oh, this song, he's trying to say this. This song, he's meaning this.
you couldn't write an essay explaining these are the motifs, these are the metaphors he's using. It's just, you feel it. You can't speak it.
In the Airplane Over the Sea was the band's last recording. Sales have remained consistent in the years since, and its members went on to form other bands. But Neutral Milk Hotel's singer and songwriter, Jeff Mangum, stopped releasing music.
Jeff Mangum is somebody who was on a personal quest, and he still is.
That's Robert Schneider, frontman for the band Apples in Stereo. He produced In the Aeroplane Over the Sea and played on some of the tracks. Schneider says he's thrilled that high school kids have turned the album into a play.
It reminds me of me and Jeff and our friends when we were that age and we were doing these bizarre, creative sorts of things. That's exactly what they're doing. And what we were doing was paying homage to the people that we loved and that moved us, completely without reference to the music that probably most of our peers loved.
The students at Lexington High School say they haven't just written a play based on this album or a play about Anne Frank. It's about art and music coming out of terrible things, and it's about being transformed by that process of creation. A junior whose parents did not want her identified found herself transformed.
There was one rehearsal where we were using the music a lot, and I just remembered this thing that I had forgotten, which is that there were two Nazis in my family, and I just had this realization that I had to make reparations, or like I had to like, I had like this huge debt all of a sudden, which I had forgotten I had. And after that day, everything's been heavier and also lighter at the same time. And I feel like the music just like, it just like draws things out of weird places that you didn't know were there.
Students say their play doesn't necessarily have a message. They do want the audience to come away feeling something, even if viewers can't quite explain what it is. Especially if they can't explain what it is. For NPR News, I'm Avishai Artsy.
Tonight is closing night for the drama kids at Lexington High in Massachusetts. You can compare what they perform with the original songs by the band Neutral Milk Hotel on our website, nprmusic.org.